KPBS On Demand is supported by Splitero, helping homeowners pay off debt by offering streamlined access to your home's equity with no additional monthly payments or new debt. Splitero provides a lump sum payment in exchange for a share of your home's future value. Pre-qualification is available at Splitero.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, May 15th. Mayor Taglioria is restoring some funding for police in his final budget proposal, while library cuts remain. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The state attorney general says it's launched a civil rights investigation into San Diego County's juvenile hall facilities. According to the attorney general's office, it's looking into whether the county has, quote, engaged in a pattern or practice of unlawful treatment of youth. Investigators will look into the conditions at the East Mesa Juvenile Detention Facility and the Youth Transition Campus. They'll also investigate the educational services provided to incarcerated youth by the county. An East County school district is facing scrutiny over the hiring of a top administrator amid an already controversial layoff plan. In 2018, the Grossmont Union High School District fired teacher Jerry Hobbs. An investigation at the time found he made more than two dozen racist and sexist remarks around students and staff. According to a report in the Union Tribune, in February of this year, the district created a new $187,000 a year chief of staff position and hired Hobbs to fill it. It didn't publicly seek other applicants. The report says the board approved a special agreement for Hobbs behind closed doors that he drafted himself, clearing him of the 2018 allegations. The board now says Hobbs will resign next month and take home an entire year's salary. Officials are investigating a badly decomposed whale carcass that washed up on a La Jolla beach this week. According to NBC7, officials believe it to be a baleen whale, but won't know for sure until its remains are tested. Thousands of marine mammals throughout Southern California have been sickened or killed by an algae bloom off the coast. The algae creates a toxin called demonic acid and was linked to two whale deaths in Orange County last week. Officials say it may be impossible to determine the cause of death in this case, however, due to the whale's condition. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Splitero, helping homeowners pay off debt by offering streamlined access to your home's equity with no additional monthly payments or new debt. Splitero provides a lump sum payment in exchange for a share of your home's future value. Pre-qualification is available at Splitero.com.
San Diego Mayor Taglioria released a revised budget proposal yesterday. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says not much has changed in the past month.
Gloria is still proposing to shutter all city libraries on Sundays and Mondays to help close a deficit of more than $300 million. Plans for paid parking in Balboa Park and new fees for trash collection at single-family homes also haven't changed. But Gloria is backing off cuts to the police department's Northwestern Division. And he's proposing more modest cuts to the animal control contract with the Humane Society.
These are targeted, thoughtful restorations that show that we have listened to the community and that we are prioritizing safety. And that's the crux of this budget. No gimmicks, no Hail Mary passes, just responsible decisions based upon what is best for San Diego's future.
The City Council is holding a public hearing on the revised budget proposal on Monday at 6 p.m., with a final vote scheduled for June 10th. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
California has the fourth largest economy in the world, but the state also has a $12 billion budget deficit. To help close the gap, Governor Gavin Newsom is freezing new Medi-Cal enrollments for those who are in the U.S. without legal status. Reporter Tanya Thorne spoke to a local health provider about the impact.
California was one of the first states to extend free health care benefits to all low-income adults, regardless of their immigration status. But the program ended up costing almost $3 billion more than expected. True Care, a community health center, says cutting it could have a ripple effect in people's health and emergency rooms.
If people don't have coverage, they're not going to do the preventative care. They're not going to make time to come in and get seen when they really should be. And then that just multiplies. People get sicker. They end up in the emergency room.
Anthony White with TrueCare says the cuts could also disrupt the finances of community clinics that often operate on a sliding scale system for patients. The same services may not be offered in the future. The budget revision moves on to the legislature. The final budget has to be approved in June. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
As the Trump administration continues its mass deportation campaign, immigration lawyers say asylum seekers are increasingly being denied due process. Border reporter Gustavo Solis has the story of one disabled man in a San Diego area detention center.
A deaf and mute Mongolian man has spent more than 80 days at the Otay Mesa Detention Center. His sister, a U.S. citizen, is willing to sponsor him, but the federal government is trying to deport him. Andrea Montabon McKillop is the man's immigration lawyer. She says this case is an example of how President Donald Trump's executive orders have eliminated due process protections. She says her client crossed the border at San Diego in February and immediately turned himself in to Border Patrol agents.
He gave them a letter that was written in Mongolian and translated into English, and they refused to accept it. They refused to even look at it. And that letter explained that he feared returning to Mongolia and wanted to apply for asylum.
KPBS agreed to refer to him by his nickname, Bay, due to fears that disclosing his identity would jeopardize his case. The Border Patrol handed Bay over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, who took him to the privately run detention center in Otay Mesa. Bay was placed in a fast-track deportation process called expedited removal. Now, normally, under expedited removal, people who express fear of returning home are given a screening with a trained asylum officer. If they establish credible fear, they get to see an immigration judge. Trump's executive order removed that screening process. Instead, Bay went through a different assessment without his lawyer present.
The most he could do was write on a piece of paper Mongolia and then use body language to indicate that he's afraid.
Montabon McKillop believes that the ICE interpreter used American Sign Language, not Mongolian Sign Language. Bay couldn't understand most of the interpreter's signs.
And this interview, according to him, took place over a screen. So he's looking at a sign language interpreter through a screen who he can barely understand. I mean, he understands maybe a few signs here and there.
Yet the officer determined that Bay was not in danger back home, putting him at risk of being deported.
I think it's a great example of how immigrants are receiving no due process. I mean, you're interviewed in a language you don't understand by someone who works for DHS, as a DHS employee. You're not taken in front of a judge. You don't have anybody neutral or unbiased who's looking at your case.
The executive order that ICE is using to justify this treatment is called Guaranteeing the State's Protection Against Invasion. It portrays immigrants without legal status as a public safety risk. Montabon McKillop says Bay is not a criminal, and there is extensive evidence for him being persecuted in Mongolia.
He, because of his disability, he was seen by others in the community as defective, as less than human. And he was beaten severely on multiple occasions by bad actors. He reported them to the police. The police did nothing. In one case in 2020, he ended up with a traumatic brain injury. On another occasion, he had bones broken.
KPBS confirmed that Bay is currently in a private detention center run by the company CoreCivic. Montabon McKillop says he's been there 80 days. ICE did not immediately respond to a request for comment. According to a 2024 budget analysis, it costs taxpayers, on average, $217 a day to detain someone in San Diego. That's more than $17,000 of taxpayer money spent keeping Bay detained. His sister, Bima, is willing to house him for free.
I have a room ready for him.
Like Bay, Bima asked KPBS not to share her full name. Bima says she's afraid of speaking out, but feels that it's important for other people to hear her brother's story. All she wants is for him to have a fair shot at humanitarian protection.
Give him a chance, you know, to tell his story. So all we are asking is fairness on his part.
Bhima says her brother feels completely alone in the detention center, mostly because he's unable to communicate with anyone from staff, medical workers, or other detainees.
It's not just that he's been detained, but it's that he's completely cut off from understanding or participating in what's happening to him. That's what breaks my heart.
Early this week, Montavon McKillop filed a motion to prevent Bay's deportation. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
San Diego's fight over La Jolla independence is going to court. Voice of San Diego CEO Scott Lewis says the city is suing the local agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO.
The city is suing LAFCO for saying that more than 200 petition signatures were valid. The Registrar of Voters had said those signatures did not match voter rolls. Who's on this LAFCO board anyway? It's mostly elected officials from across the county. Ironically, the chair is city council member Stephen Whipper. So he's on the city council as well and is the head of the agency the city is suing. It's not every day that you get to sue yourself. What's really interesting is the lawsuit mirrors another one the city is involved in, except in that one, the city is on the defense. And that one could set a direct precedent for what is going to happen with the La Jolla signatures. That one all has to do with a property tax measure to support the city's libraries and parks. To get it on the ballot, supporters turned in more than enough signatures. The Registrar of Voters, however, said too many of the signatures were invalid and supporters sued. If the court sides on behalf of the library and parks supporters, it would put the tax on the ballot next year. It also, though, could kill the city's lawsuit against La Jolla immediately. If the court upholds the decision to throw out signatures, it will hurt La Jolla's bid for independence. I'm Scott Lewis for Voice of San Diego, and that's why it matters.
The San Diego International Fringe Festival officially kicks off today. But on Tuesday, it launched a new addition to its innovative theater lineup, films. Arts reporter Beth Accomando explains what the SDSU Emerging Filmmaker Showcase is all about.
Every semester, San Diego State University's School of Theater, Television, and Film presents an Emerging Filmmaker Showcase. But this year, students will screen their work as part of the San Diego International Fringe Festival.
I think that they are a natural fit for the Fringe Festival. And also, like, our students are in the spirit of making scrappy work. Scrappy, personal, sometimes a little bit dangerous and weird. And so, yeah, I think in that way, it matches the spirit of a Fringe very well.
Brian Hu is an associate professor of television, film, and new media. He says tonight's films are wonderfully weird.
Weird both in terms of things that don't feel quite proper, but also weird in that, like, you're messing around with style, with narrative. Weird also in, like, just diving into genre elements. We have horror, fantasy, and things that don't even fit those categories.
Not fitting into categories or meeting expectations is exactly what Fringe is all about. Tonight's screening starts at 7:30 p.m. at the newly renovated Main Stage Theater on the SDSU campus. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
Beginning Monday, children in the San Diego County's foster care system, along with their families, can enjoy the San Diego Air and Space Museum for free. The museum is partnering with the People's Association of Justice Advocates to offer free admission from May 19th until June 9th. The announcement was made at the museum yesterday. President of the People's Association of Justice Advocates, Shane Harris, says the offer is meant to give young people an opportunity to explore a career in the aviation industry.
For our foster youth who may be embattled with different challenges, but to welcome them to a new vision and a new career that could be something innovative for their future.
The aviation industry accounts for more than 10 million jobs in the United States. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Thursday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Paint Care, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.